This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a National Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendover. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It is Tuesday, October 22nd, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the cold suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I've ever had on the program since October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their websites. Just visit the website and click on the radio schedule button. Also, please visit SpingolaSpeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful, very talented listeners created. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. More than 1 million children are being drugged between the ages of birth to 5 years old in the United States alone. CCHR has recently presented information that includes newly released statistics on the psychiatric drugging of children from birth through age five. This is absolutely unbelievable. We will take calls in the second hour when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Dr. Linda Loggeman. She is a commissioner on the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, an associate clinical professor at the University of California at San Francisco, and a licensed clinical psychologist who recently closed her practice to devote herself full-time to reforming the mental health field. Her websites are Dr. Loggeman, and that is L-A-G-E-M-A-N-N, drloggeman.com, and dsmcontroversy.com. She is associated with the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, that's CCHR, which is the oldest and largest international mental health watchdog, which was founded in 1969. That agency, that CCHR, investigates and exposes human rights violations and works for fully informed consent in the mental health field so that people have all the information, not just the information coming from those with a financial interest. Their website is CCHR. Welcome to the program, Dr. Loggeman.
Thank you very much for having me. This is a really important topic, and I'm very happy to have the opportunity to get people the information that they need.
It is so amazing. I cannot believe giving a toddler psychiatric drugs. What are people thinking? This is insane.
I know. It's very hard to actually take in the realities of this. Do you know that, I mean, you gave that statistic, and it's just hard to believe. There's another one. The fastest growing age group on antidepressants is children 0 to 12 months old. That's the antidepressants. I don't know how someone looks at a child. I mean, unless they're looking at, like, depression, they sleep and they cry. You know, so, but this is looking at an infant and saying that they need to be on an antidepressant. It's very shocking. These are terribly damaging drugs. And just that one, the antidepressants, that has increased from, in a four-year period from 2008 to 2012, 140% increase. It was the largest increase in the drug category given to children, 0 to 12 months old. And the second largest increase was for 2 to 5-year-olds. That was a 92% increase in that same four-year period of time.
Well, who is prescribing these drugs?
These are pediatricians, psychiatrists. Most medications are now prescribed by general practitioners. I think it's upwards of 70% that are prescribed by general practitioners. Now, I mean, part of this, I think, comes from the direct-to-consumer advertising that we are all vulnerable to, including doctors. So 1997, the heavy lobbying from the pharmaceutical industry, they got Congress to allow direct-to-consumer advertising. This is TV commercials, print ads for psychotropic drugs. We are the only country in the world that allows that, to advertise psychiatric drugs directly to people. And the former chair of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, the DSM work group, this was on the fourth version of it. There's a new version now that just came out that we can talk about also with some of the problems with that. But on the DSM-4, that chair, Alan Francis, said that the pharmaceutical industry learned that to market a drug, you need to market a diagnosis. And so that's one of, there are two kinds of commercials, you know, for psychotropic drugs. Ones that want you to use their product, you know, say, oh, you're depressed and this drug will help. And then there's another, which is a major form of marketing. And this is by talking with marketers, actually some of the experts who were involved in the marketing, who've now spoken about it. The other kind of marketing is to tell you, they call it the you're sick and you didn't know it kind of marketing. So these are all the ones like, do you feel this? Do you experience that? You could be suffering from depression. You could be suffering from social anxiety disorder. So it's making people think about everyday kinds of struggles and to recategorize those as maybe a disorder. And once you label something a disorder, you then shape and constrict your thinking, because if it's a disorder, then it needs medical intervention. But we're not talking about disorders, and we're talking about behaviors, and behaviors that come from different things. I mean, certainly there are definitely problems. People struggle with things in life, and some severely. We have, you know, their mental, emotional, spiritual struggles that people have, but these are not disorders. There's nothing wrong with anyone's brain, and there's been multiple studies that have shown that. I think one of the most common misconceptions, and this is, you know, kind of answering that question again of how is this going on, it's been incredible marketing. There, if you asked most anybody what causes depression or what causes schizophrenia, any of these things, they would say it's a chemical imbalance in the brain. And most people, it's something that has been repeated so many times that people think they know that. It's something that's just known. It's like, well, of course. But that is factually not true. There is no such thing as a chemical imbalance in the brain. It started as a theory, and then it got tested, and it was shown not to be the case. But it was such a great marketing tool that it is used, and you look any of these ads, they will tell you in the ad on TV that it's maybe a chemical imbalance. But it's not. You know, with diabetes, you get an insulin, you get a blood test, and you can ask, oh, what's my insulin level? Then they tell you. And then what's the normal range? And they can tell you, okay, you have diabetes, you need to take insulin. There is no such thing as a chemical imbalance on any of these things that relate to, you know, psychiatric diagnoses. There is no serotonin shortage that, you know, makes depression that then warrants an SSRI. Those are, they basically artificially increase the serotonin in your brain. So there isn't a chemical imbalance until you actually introduce a chemical into the brain and create one. And then we get a host of problems.
I just can't imagine a mother allowing a doctor to prescribe a psychiatric drug for a child.
I know.
Is so unbelievable. It's just, it's mind-boggling.
I know. I mean, I wouldn't even give a child an aspirin. You know, you don't look at a 0 to 12-month-old and say, oh, I think they have a headache. I'm going to give them an aspirin. How do you look at a child, an infant, a baby, and put them on an antidepressant?
Exactly. It's just, as I said, mind-boggling. Yeah. All righty, we do have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest today, Dr. Linda Loggeman. Stay tuned.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Linda Loggeman. She is an author, and her websites are drloggeman.com and dsmcontroversy.com. And she's associated with the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, and which I am on their subscription list. And when I got the email talking about this little 2-minute film that gives the statistics about children, I just was absolutely astounded, because I know that when children enter grade school, that a lot of times teachers and principals and whatnot. They want to put children who are overly active, who they deem as overly active or fidgety or something, they want to put them on Ritalin or some other drug. And so when I got this email saying that they were drugging infants, we just needed to address that. And you gave up your practice in August of this year to devote your full time to reforming this. I applaud you for that.
Oh, thank you. Just absolutely. I was seeing in my practice more and more, I don't see children, but I would have more and more parents come in and tell me that, oh, you know, my son was just diagnosed ADHD. We got to start him on this, drug. Oh, my child, this or that was diagnosed. And the increase just caused me to open my eyes and say, what is going on? And I've been immersed in this for the past couple of years, looking at all the data out there. And it is really shocking. And I think it is something that most of us are not aware of, haven't been aware of. But being aware of it, just like your reaction you're having, being aware of it, then there's a responsibility to do something to protect our children.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Go ahead.
We touched on, we actually started right off with just the overall, medications, and then I jumped into antidepressants. But every category of medication is being given to infants, as well as, all ages of kids. But I think it's particularly shocking when you look at what's being done to the to infants and babies, children, 0 to 1 or 0 to 5. But all of them, the antipsychotics, which there was a large database, a set of brain images that showed the antipsychotics shrink brain tissue. So this was one of the largest data sets available, and they looked at this and saw the shrinking brain tissue caused by antipsychotics. And we are now giving 0 to 5-year-olds antipsychotics. Children that are being diagnosed ADHD, some of them are being given antipsychotics, and then all these, some of the mood disorders, they're using also antipsychotics.
Unbelievable. In one of the articles at CCHR, that you talk about, or somebody talks about, Dr. David Healy, and he has been on my program before, and he does have, I just noticed his name, and this is amazing. They're giving them Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, it's just bizarre.
Abilify, which is an antipsychotic, and then anti-anxiety drugs. Again, how somebody looks at a 0 to 1-year-old and says they need to be on an anti-anxiety, but there are, in the anti-anxieties, well, just in looking at the benzodiazepines, there are, that has tripled in the last 4 years in the 0 to 1-year-olds. And then overall, on anti-anxiety medications, there are, from 0 to 5-year-olds, there are 771,000 kids, 0 to 5, on an anti-anxiety drug. That is more than the entire population of Washington, D.C. It is 1 in every 31 kids. So 1 in every 31 kids right now is on an anti-anxiety drug.
Okay, so we must assume that the drug representatives who call on the pediatricians are doing a bang-up job, that they are really promoting and selling and doing whatever they can, bonuses or trips to Hawaii or whatever, to get these doctors to recommend these drugs, and these doctors ought to be strung up.
This is exactly how it occurs. It is the linking, it's money, and it is the psychiatrists who are involved in the diagnostic manual, that have connections with the pharmaceutical industry, and then the representatives that are bought by the pharmaceutical industry, the doctors that go around promoting these drugs. So the increase in diagnoses for children, so it used to be you know, in the early days of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, which, by the way, I mean, this is put out by the American Psychiatric Association, and the name makes it sound very scientific, but it is not at all, and I think this is another thing that is shocking for people to find out, that that is not based on science. These are not these are diagnoses that are voted on and argued about. And there was one instance in the I think it was in the new diagnostic manual. Some of the quote research may include just one patient treated by the sponsor of the proposal.
Oh my goodness!
They're just voted on. It isn't like other. You know, like medical disorders where you have laboratory tests and you have it or you don't have it. So anyway, in the early days, the first manual in 1952, there were three disorders for children. And in the more recent edition, there are 44.
Oh!
So that's 1,300% and there's been a 1,300% profit increase for the pharmaceutical industry based on that. So you add diagnoses and it means a lot of money. I mean, these are incredible amounts of money. And again, if we just return to common sense, common sense, all these kids now diagnosed with ADHD, we'll just take that one for example, because right now 11% of all children in the U.S. are diagnosed ADHD.
Oh, that's a big number.
That's a big
that
number.
That really is.
That's big. That's been reported repeatedly. So that's, that data is out there now. And I think, and then if you look at the subset of high school boys, 20% of all high school boys in the U.S. are diagnosed with ADHD. So how did this happen? Now, is it, like if we look at common sense, is it that some new behaviors cropped up, like, you know, all the adults started looking around and said, oh, my God, look at the children. They're fidgeting. They're looking out the window. They're not paying attention in class.
That's what kids do.
That's right. So it's not like these are new, like some plague struck the United States and we're all looking and saying, like, oh, my God, how do we account for these symptoms? There must be some new disease that we have to, define and medicate. This is what children do, and children have always had a hard time sitting still in school and sitting still in church and wherever you want them to be sitting still. They've always had difficulty with that. There may be things that are exacerbated now because, you know, we tend to have more video games and less sports and activities. But again, if you look at, if you call it a disorder, it makes you, it puts it in the hands of the doctor and says you need a medication, and especially if you say it's a chemical imbalance.
Yes.
But if you look at it as behaviors, which is what it is, these are, and even the diagnostic manual, it's a checklist of behaviors. If you look at them as behaviors, then you problem solve those behaviors, and you have power and you have resources to do that.
Exactly. Oh, goodness. All righty, we're going to a three-minute break. We will be right back with our guest. Fascinating information.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Linda Loggeman, and her websites are drloggeman.com and dsmcontroversy.com. She is associated with the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. Their website is cchr.org. Lots and lots of information there. I really highly recommend that you go to that website, that you sign up to get their email messages. The other website is cchrint.org, and that includes a database of psychotropic drug side effects. Now, I remember years ago that a doctor recommended a relaxant or depressant or something, and I took it one time, and I thought, my goodness, this just, maybe I'm extra sensitive to drugs or something, but how can you even think on that stuff? I mean, it just,
right.
you zero out, you zombie out.
This is true. And this is something that I've seen in my practice when people went off of the drugs, that they felt they could think more clearly, and they didn't realize, because it kind of comes on you slowly for some people, and it was after getting off that they were like, oh, my God, I feel like I have myself back. So, yeah, And when we're giving these to children, this is actually one of the things that's also, you know, the increase in suicide in children on these drugs. It's one of the black box warnings that the FDA has put on the drugs because they increase suicide in children. So you can see where that comes from. It's a terrible feeling, and these are kids that can't necessarily, they don't have the power, and that's why, again, we're the ones who have to protect them from this kind of experience.
Indeed.
It's the damage done is horrific. I mean all kinds of physical damage and side effects, but then the you know, the loss of self.
Right.
Do you know what's his name? Channing Tatum, the actor.
Uh-huh.
He was in one of those movies, Magic Mike. He's been in a number of movies. He was interviewed on Vanity Fair magazine, cover interview a couple months ago, and he talked about terrible bouts of depression he had when he was a child because of the drugs he was put on. It sounds like they were the ADHD drugs for studying. And he said that they made him feel so bad that he could understand how kids kill themselves. He said it made him feel soulless. That was the word he used. And he was talking about how he would never do that. He just had a baby, apparently. He said he would never do that to his child. It's just a horrible thing. Yeah.
Yes, we need as many people to speak out against this as possible. And, of course, they are countered with all of the advertisements on TV. And you mentioned another a drug in the last segment that people were, the advertisement on TV, this one, the woman was already on a psychiatric drug, Abilify. Abilify. And so, you know, it's a pleasant little commercial, and her doctor recommended that, well, let's add this and see if that helps.
Right.
And I know that there are children on Prozac, and Prozac is addictive, from what I understand.
Yes, and hard to get off of. Abilify is an antipsychotic, and it's being added, and they use very harmless language. They literally call these add-ons. Now, this is another thing. I don't understand how the psychiatric, psychopharmaceutical industry has gotten so much power. They have not a single cure under their belt to make us all in awe. They've not cured any of these, you know, disorders. There is all kinds of documented damage, all kinds of documented damage of the drugs, and they have an incredible failure rate. They give a drug, it doesn't work, and then they say, oh, you need another drug. What other field can you sell more based on failure? It's like, it doesn't work, then you need to buy twice as much. We need to increase your dose. Then we need to sell you two drugs. Now we need to sell you three drugs to deal with the side effects of the second drug. It's such a racket. I don't understand how it is working. Well, I do in some. I think there's this aura of authority. And I think the psychiatric industry and the pharmaceutical industry have been very successful in marketing, and they've been very successful in this view of authority, expert authority. And it's really time for us to look and say, the emperor has no clothes. And it's not only that the emperor is naked, the emperor's got a bunch of ugly warts on his butt.
Yes.
It really is terrible. So,
and you're right. This is something that you can't verify scientifically, but if a person feels sad, everybody feels sad from time to time. That's called life.
Right.
You have things that happen to you that you're sad or angry or upset. Mm-hmm. You deal with it. You work through it. You gain from it. You increase your mental capacity, your emotional capacity. But if people are drugged simply because they have a bad day, think of the money, the profit that is involved, particularly if you don't even have to prove that something is scientifically based.
That's right.
This is amazing.
Yeah. When you talk about profit, just in the stimulants sold to children in annually, the annual sales are $9 billion. That's B for big bucks. $9 billion annually in stimulant sales for ADHD. Now, these are amphetamines, and this is another thing I'm not sure that just the general public is aware of. The ADHD drugs, Ritalin, Adderall, Concerta, these are Schedule II controlled substances in the same category as cocaine and morphine. Now, people, doctors, pediatricians, parents, teachers are not thinking twice about giving these to small children where they, you know, you call it a stimulant, you say, oh, this is the medication, a medication that treats ADHD, but it's a drug, it's an amphetamine. I don't care if you get it from in an office from a doctor in a white coat or you get it on the street from some kid in a hoodie. It is amphetamine. And nobody, no parent, would go to the street corner and buy an amphetamine for their child. But they are getting them from doctors daily. $9 billion. It's a huge profit for the pharmaceutical industry. The child drugging is a huge profit. That's and it's creating lifelong customers. That's why it's so brilliant. It's kind of like when the tobacco industry started trying to advertise to kids. You know, you need to increase your customer base.
Right.
And the drugging, because, again, they're, one, I mean, we know these cause terrible damage, and they don't cure anything. So you are telling somebody something's wrong with your brain, and you need to be on this drug for the rest of your life. So you've just now created a lifelong customer.
And that is what they are told. People who
right.
who are giving their children Ritalin are told, oh, you can never go off this drug.
Right. You know, something I didn't mention, we were talking about the profit and the making of the diagnostic and statistical manual. Something I didn't mention is that 70% of the psychiatrists on the panel making the diagnoses, the DSM work group, the task force, 70% of them have direct financial links to the pharmaceutical industry.
No, so surprise there. Oh.
They make the diagnoses and they profit from them because they are directly linked financially with the pharmaceutical industry. Now, ADHD has been a huge one. You would think there's like an epidemic because of, you know, 20% of high school boys and 11% of all children diagnosed with ADHD. The psychiatrist who's considered the scientific father of ADHD, he passed away not that long ago. He was old, but he is quoted. His last interview that he gave before his death, he was the big expert on ADHD, championed it. He was the leader in child psychiatry more than 40 years. He was quoted as saying, quote, ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease.
It's nice.
All of the damage that that has done and all of the children that are being drugged, instead of looking at things. Actually, there was a study that just came out last week. This may be helpful to parents with children that that have some of these behaviors that can be challenging. A study came out, and it showed that it was also done a large sample that so many of the kids with ADHD symptoms are sleep-deprived. And they said that they don't have a regular sleep time. Now, this is a challenging area for parents to get a regular sleep time for a kid. But they took children that had been diagnosed with ADHD and got them on a regular sleep schedule, a set bedtime, and the symptoms went away.
Oh, my goodness. Let's pick that up on the other side of the break. That's very important. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at campingsurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Linda Loggeman. Her websites are drloggeman.com and dsmcontroversy.com. The CCHR websites are cchr.org and cchrint.org. Now, you were talking about bedtime, and there's so many things that we can think of when we're talking about children and what impacts their lives. And you mentioned bedtime, and I always believed bedtime should be structured, you know, story, everything. And when the child goes to bed, that's where they ought to stay. And, but you also have food choices, sugar consumption, discipline, structure. When you look at mothers working, which takes away some of the structure, the entertainment choices, the visualization in the classrooms, it can be very distractive. When I was going to school, we didn't have all of the things all over the wall. I mean, I think that the environment that children should learn in should be not quite so stimulating. And I think a lot of the entertainment choices are very stimulating, and children learn to expect a lot of action and this and that. So I think that parents have to look at all of these things.
I totally agree with you. I mean, everything you just listed, those are all factors in some of the behaviors that are labeled and packaged as a diagnosis of ADHD. And when you look at the behaviors, you do try to help with nutrition. You know, cutting out the sugar, as you said, and the sugary drinks, activity levels instead of video games and all the sedentary things, more sports, more activity. And the schools, the environment in the schools, I think that's a good point you just made about the highly stimulative environment, all the things on the walls. The other thing is, you know, we have a lot of dedicated teachers that are really challenged with not having the right resources available to them and overcrowded classrooms. These are things, though, that can take attention, can be solved, and should be solved, instead of drugging a generation of kids to just get them to sit still. So, yeah, all of this. And the structure, the bedtime structure that you just mentioned, having that and the story, you know, a routine, that's extremely helpful. So these are all healthy solutions to the behavioral things that parents struggle with that get called ADHD.
Exactly.
And they don't, they're good, and they also help a kid gain control of themselves. Which is the other problem with medications across the board, not just with children, is that you are disempowering everybody and making them think something's wrong inside of them and they need something from outside, a chemical agent, to fix it or at least manage it. But then you are, somebody is not looking at building themselves up, their ability, their capacity to handle things. So, yeah, everything you just mentioned, those would be fantastic for helping kids.
Right. And I think also in this structure, I think there should be structured meal times. That, mm-hmm. And I see little kids who are drinking soda pop and eating cookies for breakfast and doing all kinds of, and I think, what is wrong with your mother? That she would, I mean, we drank milk. We didn't eat candy. I mean, yeah, candy was a treat. It wasn't a regular occurrence that we would have candy. And of course, soda pop, same thing. I mean, we drank milk and we,
right.
We had self-discipline.
Yeah. I think, again, yeah, I mean, parents are challenged. I think it's a struggle. I do think that we have all been influenced in our thinking because of the advertising. So people think of a pill to handle things. That anything
sure.
that is a struggle, we've been just bombarded since, you know, 1997 with ads that tell us the pill's the answer. And so a parent is not necessarily even thinking, they're not even trying to problem solve it because nobody's talking about that. So they're not thinking of all the things that you just listed. They've been, you know, indoctrinated into thinking of a pill.
Right. And I think that TV shows, all the doctor television programs, I can't think, you know, General Hospital or I don't know. There's been a lot of doctor programs where they think that they build up the doctor's character as somebody that is godlike, that can fix everything, they've just put this character as the authority for everything that could possibly go wrong in your life. And if it's not physical, then by darn, they're going to make it mental and they're going to develop something from mental problems also.
Right.
Awful.
And even what's being called mental is now being treated as physical. They're making it seem like it's a brain thing.
Yes.
Instead of like an emotional thing. So this idea of the authority and the expert and this godlike thing that you were just talking about. One of the things that I think has happened is there's been, through all of the marketing and advertising and continual things going in the media, which, by the way, gets a lot of money. The media gets a tremendous amount of money from pharmaceutical advertising. So,
of course.
The regular media is not likely to be broadcasting something like we're talking about.
Oh,
because
heavens, no.
They get so much money from pharmaceutical advertising. So anyway, we hear all the time on TV how many people have mental illness, how many people are suffering, how many children are suffering from a mental illness. Oh, all those rates, you know, of depression, ADHD, anxiety, and it creates a feeling of emergency. And we're told that so many people have a mental illness and so many children, this feeling of emergency, and then it is giving power to psychiatrists and pharmaceutical industry as the needed saviors. That
yes.
that we need them to help us with these rampant rates of mental illness. Now, something that Dr. Thomas Saws, late Dr. Thomas Saws, said, he was the co-founder of CCHR, he is quoted, he said, "We don't have an epidemic of mental illness. We have an epidemic of psychiatry." And
yes.
that is the issue. And I think through the, you know, pharmaceutical industry and the link, we have this combining of the pharmaceutical industry and the American Psychiatric Association. It's a powerful, actually, I think it's one of the most powerful cultural forces we have going right now that has really shaped how people think and talk about themselves and their struggles in life.
Yes.
But they also then come in, again, this feeling of emergency that means we are reliant on them. They create that feeling. They exploit tragedies. You know, you have a teen suicide or you have a school shooting, and they say, oh, we need more mental health screening. We need more psychiatric drugs. And that feeling, I mean, it's a horrible thing. When there's a teen suicide, it's a horrible thing, the school shootings. And so people are vulnerable, and they think, oh, okay, yes, then we need to call in these experts to fix it. But
right, and even when they do have a suicide at school, if somebody a student commits suicide, then they bring in counselors to talk to the
right.
the other children. And I think, well, wait a minute. Things happen, bad things, terrible things
mm-hmm.
happen. But those mm-hmm. are things that should be taken care of at home. Parents should be able to talk
right.
with their children and use mm-hmm. their resources and not look to the professional who just
right.
gets more credibility because they've participated in this.
Right, right. And they often, what goes on, like some of these things, like the teen screen. I don't know if you're aware of this whole teen screen thing, mental health screenings in schools.
Yes.
That those were authored, the teen screen was authored by a psychiatrist with financial links to the pharmaceutical industry. It was, people let it in because of a feeling that, oh, some kids have killed themselves. We don't want that to happen again. So we need to screen for depression and save the children. But it was, it's totally was a pharmaceutical fund backed, gate to pharmaceuticals. So you go and you screen a bunch of kids, and even the author of the bill admitted that 84% of the ones there were false positives, meaning 84% of the kids that were flagged as suicidal were not suicidal. But you flag them, and then they get sent over to psychiatry, and once you see a psychiatrist, chances are you're coming out with a prescription.
Sure.
They're actually one of the documentaries that Citizens Commission on Human Rights put out, Marketing of Madness, or Making a Killing. We'll pick this up. I hear the music,
yes.
so I want to make sure to tell you about this, so we'll get
Absolutely.
It after the break.
All righty, okay. We are going to our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned.